So the Bible says, be filled with the Spirit. So when we are filled with the Spirit, this is a question. We all want to go by word, God's words, not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit. We want to work by Spirit. But how can you work by His Spirit if you don't recognize when you're filled or when you're not filled? What are the signs of being filled with the Spirit? Some say being filled with the Spirit is just speaking in tongues. Speaking in tongues is one of the signs that follow the baptism in the Spirit. But the continuous filling of the Spirit can include that, but it goes further. One is a subset of the other. Some say being filled with the Spirit is having the love of God in our life. Yes, that's true. How do you quantify that? How do you measure it? Right? We all humans live in a modern 21st century age when things are measured. And we have instruments to measure that they never have 100 or 200 years ago. Think about it. If they don't have the instruments today to measure the Olympic race, you wouldn't know who is first, who is second. Because they're all so fast. The first and the second sometimes win by a millisecond. Now think about them measuring a millisecond by the sundial. There's no way they can measure it. So if we live in an age where we need to measure some things to quantify some things, and the measurement is so important. Your microwave works because they were able to measure and create a wave, electromagnetic wave, that flow at a certain frequency and that will vibrate on a certain length. Do you know that there are two things required? The correct wave and the correct length of the box. Because as it bounces to and fro, it creates a certain a level of resonance within, electronic resonance, that is just enough to excite the water molecules in all food. Why is it that you can have a plastic plate or paper plate and you put it in the microwave and it comes out the same way? Doesn't seem to be singed or burned. Why you put a lump of meat inside and you go through the same microwave and it comes out because it burned? How do you make something microwave proof? Remove all the water molecules. Because water molecules vibrate at that frequency. So the scientists have been able to measure the exact frequency in which water molecules vibrate. So they create a microwave at a certain frequency so that it vibrates the water molecules in all the food, if there's any, the food contains water, which most food does. And so as the water molecules vibrate, when something vibrates, it generates heat. And so the heat cooks the food. Brilliant idea. Now, if they were not able to design the exact frequency and they have some wave that vibrates everything, you put your raw chicken in, out comes charcoal for your barbecue. Because it vibrates everything. Too dangerous to use. Exact measurement is important. Now, in the spiritual realm, if we cannot measure what is being filled with the Spirit, how do we know when we are filled with the Spirit? How do we know? You and I know we have been Pentecostals long enough to know that although a person may speak in tongues, but sometimes a tongue speaker can still be very carnal. We know that. And thank God for tongues, but it has to be something more than that. Something, the measurement has to be more than that. I encourage people who pray in the Spirit, but the immediate, we need a measurement. And I bring forth to you the measurement is the song in our heart. You could feel the melody in your heart change. And when you know that you're filled with these melodies from heaven, it can be different tune to different one. Now, your tune will be different from mine according to what you're going through. You need your tune. Humans seem to know that. That is why, if you have a whole group of soldiers, let's say that the President Bush is about to send some soldiers into Iraq, and let's say that the army behind them, nowadays you seldom have music, but long ago when the armies fight closely, they need music. And the army is playing music like, subconsciously the army is going to go like that. So most of the advancing armies, they have very cheerful tunes. It puts you forward. So there is a tune that God placed in our heart according to the different things we're going through our life. Sometimes you're climbing some mountain, somebody else has to go through the valley. Another person has to dig through the mountain. Another person has to walk through a place full of thorns. In different places, one of the things you recognize most, God's voice is speaking to you beyond words. He is putting a melody in your heart. And when the melody is flowing in you, and you could hear the melodies on your inside flowing forth, and you're in His presence, then you begin to walk in the Spirit and do things in the Spirit. Then you know what it means, not by might, not by power, but by His Spirit. Yes, the fruit of the Spirit is still involved. You will experience all the fruit of the Spirit. But the basic thing behind is a melody of God. So let me close by giving you some important areas, examples in the Bible of people doing that. For example is David. David, one of the survival things of David is that David survived all his hardship because he did not let the song in him die. Many of us know this verse. Repeat after me. Nehemiah 8 verse 10. The joy of the Lord is my strength. That's in the Bible. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Now when joy comes, there's a certain melody with joy. Now if the joy of the Lord is our strength, and if your joy is removed, then I have removed your strength. The Bible says in the presence of the Lord there is fullness of joy. So when you're in God's presence, you have joy. Now Paul in the book of Romans says the kingdom of God is love, peace and joy. So love, peace and joy should be the melody of our heart. Love, peace and joy must be the melody in our Christian life. Love, peace and joy must be our default mode. Because if you're king in the kingdom, the default mode is joy. Now when God moves and does anything, there's the music of love, joy and peace. When the devil moves, there's noise. There is disharmony and noise. And that is why the world's music is different from anointed music. And in the world, why do some of the people like those noisy things? Because in their heart there's disharmony and they found a disharmony without. And they think that it harmonizes so it feels good. But it doesn't help them. It makes them remain where they are. To change, you need to change the music you're listening to. And be tuned by the things of God. So there's neutral music, bad music and good music. So God give you the wisdom. And so the tune that is there, the default mode is love, peace and joy. Now when love, peace and joy is there, your strength will be there. And what God does is it causes love and joy and peace to flow. In your home, if love, peace and joy is missing, your home will be in disharmony. But how do you get that love, peace and joy back? It comes from God. So when love, peace and joy comes, no matter what you face in your life, remember this, whatever circumstances you're facing, whatever difficult roads you're facing now, whatever things that you're toughening it out, when it looks like you might falter and lose, if the devil cannot steal your joy, he cannot steal your strength. If the devil doesn't steal your joy, he cannot steal your victory. He cannot steal your victory. So if you find the tune that God has in your life, which is love, peace and joy, like David, one of the lowest points in his life is in the book of 2 Samuel. When he came back and they have lost everything. they have lost everything in 2 Samuel chapter, in 1 Samuel, right at the end of 1 Samuel, when they came back from a from one of the pursuits that they have, and the Bible tells us in 1 Samuel 30, verse 3, David and his men came to the city. It was burned with fire. Their wives, their sons, their daughters had been taken captive. And verse 4, all the people lifted up their voice and they wept. They had no more power to weep. That was how much they grieved. And some of the people spoke of stoning David. But in verse 6 it says, David was greatly distressed. Now the devil was trying to steal their joy. The devil will try to steal your joy by putting words to you that are from the enemy. By getting his vessels or people who don't believe in God, or people who don't not walking with God, to say things into your life. What's the purpose? Now understand the strategy of the devil. His strategy is to rob you of your love, peace and joy. So if you cannot be robbed of your love, peace and joy, he is defeated by default, because he couldn't get into your strength. And so here there are circumstances, they are distressed. But the Bible tells us here, David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. And the implication is, he played music and he worshipped the Lord. He get himself into tune. Yes, we are practical about it. Yes, if you're honest with God, once in a while your love, peace and joy get affected by a sudden thing that you never expect. But you know the secret now. Get back into the position of love, peace and joy. And you get back. Don't wait until the evening. If something disturbs you during the day, pray right where you are. Pray in your lunch hour. Pray on the street where you are. Pray. Take a moment to bow down at your working desk for the moment and say, Lord, thank you for your love, peace and joy. Lord, restore the joy of my salvation. And immediately the shield will go about you, and then you can go about your work, and the devil is defeated in your life. And so David, they feel that in the book of Psalms, many times he say things like, God surrounds me with the songs of deliverance. Have you ever heard songs of deliverance surround him? He's surrounded by his enemies. Many times he's almost dead, like the sword hanging right at his throat. But the songs of the Lord were his strength. Think about Israel, when they were having a difficulty, when people find it hard to hear God. The Bible says in the book of 2 Kings chapter 3, when they need a word from the Lord, what's the first thing that Elisha did? Elisha says, bring me a minstrel. And as the minstrel was played, it says the Spirit of the Lord came upon him and he prophesied, and their drought was broken. Their drought was broken. So if the devil cannot steal your joy, you can defeat him, because you are able to go forth. Think about how your voice is changing, how your life is changing day by day as different circumstances come. But you have a resource in the Lord. Inside each one of us is a little, if I can use it, a little CD player that's going on and on. And it's playing God's tune. You know what the devil does? He's throwing rocks at that little player on your inside. The Bible says your spirit man is a worshipful spirit. Your spirit man is making melody. Not only that, the Bible prophesied in the book of Hebrews chapter 1, and we will close with that verse. It says in Hebrews chapter 1 here, that Jesus, in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 12, I will declare your name to my brethren. In the midst of the assembly, I will sing praise to you. Now, if you look very carefully, the word I refer to Jesus. So Jesus is singing praise through us unto God. The book of Hebrews is so specific that it ends with the phrase, worship God with the sacrifice of our lips, which is giving thanks. Praise and the worship of praise and giving thanks. So when we decide not to let the devil steal our joy, not to let the devil change our tune, but get into God. Now, to be practical, sometimes your emotions are affected by circumstances of life. Get your emotions underneath the covering of God's presence, God's melody.